You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser.
This is your seat at the table.
Hey guys, welcome to Takeaway Mondays. First off, I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who's entered our Beats Studio 3 giveaway, and we'll be announcing the first batch of winners this week. So you can still enter by going to businesslunchpodcast.com/contest. Now in today's episode, Roland's going to explain how the fastest way to grow wealth is to buy and sell your own businesses. He's going to detail the three ways to value a business and illustrate the four different types of businesses and explain which one you need to be.
The thing that to me is one of the most important things to consider in terms of wealth, a lot of us are focused on income when we do deals and we're not thinking about building actual wealth. And I have a lot of friends who are very successful and very popular who do a great job on the income side. But if they were to leave their business, they would not have a business. And they've not built an asset that they can sell. And you can actually do both. So that's what I want to talk about. And the number that I like to keep in mind with this is 28. Because if the average business sells for a multiple of 7x EBITDA, EBITDA is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, so basically profit. If the average business sells at a multiple of EBITDA of 7, and you are selling your business and buying a new one and selling that every 3 to 5 years, over the next 16 to 20 years, you could sell, and you should be able to sell at least one business 4x during that period. Sell, buy, sell, buy. And if you do that, you will have earned 7x income 4x, or 28 years, almost a generation of income that you would not have earned had you just held on to the business. So the first mental thing to think about is buying and selling businesses is the fastest way that I have discovered to build wealth. And when you find that we're in the process of exiting another one right now, that stuff gets you to doing this 2 or 3x a year. And when 2 or 3x a year, you're getting 5 to 15 years worth of income, that's pretty freaking cool, right? That is a great way to build wealth fast. So I want to first talk about things to think about when you are building your company. There's three types of multiples that you will get. If you just have a regular business and it's all you and there's no depth of management and there's no SOPs and all that stuff, you're going to sell for a multiple of seller distributable cash or seller distributable earnings. Same thing, it's basically the money you're able to take out of the business. This is the worst multiple you can possibly get. It's not even a multiple of EBITDA. If your revenue is $5 million and you're on that, your profit, even though you're making $1 million a year, and I use this example because I really actually know people who are doing $5 million and taking home $1 million a year, and they're very happy with it, but after taxes, that's $500,000 roughly, and after spending all the stuff that you spend that you want to live a lifestyle, $500,000 ain't much, actually. And they go through it, and then every year they've got to make another $1 million and so on and so forth. The multiple on SDE is only 1x. That means that if they were taking $1 million out of the business and they sold it, they'd only get 1 year's income or $1 million, which isn't much to retire on, right? If you can do a multiple of EBITDA company, that means that you've got a company that's going to sell for a multiple of its profits, basically. To do that, you need to have bench strength. You need to have people who can replace you. It needs to not be you. The brand can't be you. When Ryan talks about that, it's really important. What we did with Digital Marketer and Real Estate Worldwide and a lot of those things. So when you start to get your SOPs and all that stuff in place, you can sell for a multiple of EBITDA. So a business with the same revenue and the same profit would sell on average for about 7x and you got $7 million. But on the other end of that is multiples of revenue. So again, same business, same profit, but a multiple of revenue generates dramatically more wealth. So how can you reposition profit centers that you've got that are selling for multiples of SDE or EBITDA into revenue multiple exits? So the next thing that I would encourage you to do is take a look at every single one of your profit centers. So not your company as a whole, but profit center by profit center. Because if you're anything like us, you've got a whole bunch of things that you're trying at any given time. Look at your profit centers, and if income is going left to right and your opportunity to exit is going top to bottom, then you're going to have companies that are sandbox companies that are low income, low exit opportunity companies that you've started. So this is a sandbox because you don't know what's going to happen with them, right? They're in the sandbox for a certain period of time, and they've either got to make or you got to get rid of them in some way. Then you got runway companies that are high exit opportunity but low income. These are the like the Silicon Valley companies where you're funding, and when you run out of money, the company is in trouble, right? So they have a runway, and when you get to the end of the runway, if you haven't had liftoff, then there's a problem. And then you got what I call dancing bear companies. Dancing bear companies are very seductive because they're high income, but they are low exit opportunity. This is everything from masterminds and info businesses and guru businesses and author businesses to even agencies and consulting and things like that. And that comes from a conversation that Dean told me that he and Tony Robbins had where Tony said, we're the dancing bears. We dance and people throw us a ton of money, but the minute we stop dancing, the money's gonna stop. And I'm terrified of that. So I'm writing a book about money. It's gonna be called Money Master the Game. And I'm going to use that as a funnel to put people into an investment fund I partnered with. And when I get $1 billion under management, I'll be set. Last time I checked, he had $2 billion under management. So he's transcended the dancing bear. But a lot of people get stuck in that. If you can't exit the company for a decent multiple, you're a dancing bear, and you better think about how you can transcend that. And then the grail, the holy grail of all companies, is high income and high exit opportunity. So that's, to me, a framework for looking at your business. So the goal is, if you're a sandbox company, you either want to ascend to at least high income or high exit opportunity. If you're on the runway, you've already got high exit opportunity, so you want to get your income up to make. And if you're dancing bear, then you want to change your business in a way that will allow you to exit it. And you can. There's a whole lot of ways to do that. And in the end, you're either going to stop or you're going to exit.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. For more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.
What if 3 days could change the course of your business in 2023? Get Scalable Live is where you'll gain great clarity on the next steps that will help you create the business, life, and wealth you deserve. Connect with business owners and entrepreneurs just like you, hungry for advice, proven strategies, and necessary connections to grow a business.
Literally, million-dollar conversations are happening in the hallways, in the bathrooms, across tables.
Get Scalable Live at Fairmont Austin, November 2nd through 4th. Tickets are on sale now at GetScalableLive.com.